Blog Talk Radio.
This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Good evening, everyone. This is Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend, and welcome to the show. It's another episode, another week into the new year. It feels like it's been a long year already. But you know what? Today is the new moon in Aquarius, and I wish somebody would explain to me why this is such a fabulous new moon, because quite frankly, I'm exhausted. So everybody, you know, have been saying, all these astrologers have been saying, I wish I had my astrologer friend on right now. This is going to be an exciting and great, you know, year, you know, moon, new moon. And I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to go to bed. But anyway, I have a really, really great guest for you tonight. She has amazing stories about her paranormal experiences on her show. Her name is Jill Urchak, and she is a 20 plus year Chicago media radio veteran. She's a Columbia College graduate, and her work includes traffic and news reporting, hosting, and television. She has been the voice of morning traffic on US 99, that's our country station here in Chicago, and 670 The Score, which is our sports station, and can currently be heard on WBBM AM, which is the news station here in Chicago. Currently, she hosts a podcast called On a Quest, which she dives into the paranormal world, and she can be heard all over the world. And now she has a new show. It's called The Jill Urchak Show, which can both be heard on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And when she's not on the air, Jill resides in the Chicago South suburbs while rooting for the White Sox, which I'm going to, you know, let that slide right now, and spends time with her husband and her 6-year-old son, DJ. Welcome, Jill, to the show. I'm so glad.
Thank you. And the cup thing, hey, I'm honored to be a guest, so I will let it go.
Well, you know what? I what can I say? I'm a North Sider, but, you know, like, we love each other no matter
what. We do. We do.
It's a good rivalry. But, Jill, okay, so, Jill, we met in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell how we met?
Well, I can first backtrack with smelling lavender always in the by the elevator and in the hallways. I'm like, who is this lavender woman? And it turns out one of the ladies that we work with was like, wait a minute, because I said something about lavender, and I don't know how we got on it. She's like, do you know that there's a psychic in the building? And I'm like, there is? And then we just started talking about, because I was telling her about my show, which is how I got to meet you. Which was cool because I think we met in the kitchen. Did
we
meet
did.
In the kitchen? Yeah.
We did. And you know what's great about that, Jill? Like, when I went to the station, when I started working there, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And I found that there was such a spiritual tribe there. And it was like within days I started, you know, I was just like, oh, that woman's wearing crystals. She's part of my tribe. And talking to like the traffic lady, the one that was the director of traffic, not what you do traffic. There's a difference. You know, and she's telling me like all these things and we're just like connecting on all these levels. And then you show up in the kitchen and our friend is there too. And you were on a break. Between you're giving, you know, what was it, the news? What were you doing? You know, I know you're like, I gotta go.
Between the sports station and the country station, I think I probably went in to get food or coffee or something.
Yeah. So.
And I was like, oh, it's you. Because I wanted to meet you. But, you know, I don't go on that side of the office. She kept saying, you got to meet her. You got to have her on your show. I'm like, okay. So it was divine intervention.
It was, absolutely. And so you have a son. Well, and your husband works with us. Well, I don't work there anymore, but, you know.
Well, actually, none of us really do. I'm only 5 hours a week. But, yes, he worked there as well doing production. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all in the family, kind of.
It sure is. It sure is. And of course, we name our son DJ, which was a huge mistake because we know how stable radio is. Robin, right? could I not have named my child orthopedic surgeon Urchak? No, I'm DJ. Big mistake.
No, I don't think so. I think you have the best stories about your son, you know?
He's so I know all parents, how do you just not, because they're so exhausting that you just look at them. There's times and I'm like, God, I love you. You're so goofy. But he's funny. He's just sweet. And I'm so glad, I guess, technically that I'm really not working only 5 hours a week now, because I get to see him, which is what I choose to do anyway, and watch him grow up. I only got one kid. I don't want to miss a day.
I know. And I think that's like a gift of COVID, you know, being able to spend that time, even though there's other stressors that come with that. But I feel like, you know, I feel like for you, everything is going to end up the way it needs to, you know, like things will resume when things resume and you won't be far behind, you know?
Well, and you know what? And if it's okay, like I've gotten to this weird, what you've probably got when you were five, because you're psychic, but you know, I've just gotten to this calm comfort of trust in like God. Of, I think like I was saying to you while we were waiting to go on, I think we've all been tested on some level. You can't not be tested. Your life has come to a complete stop on some level, even if you normally work from home. You know, you can't just go hang out. You can't do this. And I have this weird, I've always trusted, but we all always get tested in our faith, I think. And true faith, you have to be tested. And
true.
I'm just like, you know what? I can't do, here's the thing, Robin, I can't do anything about, I can only do what I could do in the physical world, but there's, you know, I'm not the one pulling the strings here. So I have this calm, inner calm, even though you wouldn't know it when I'm homeschooling in between God knows what. That part you wouldn't see. That's a whole different story. But I have this inner calm, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, you know, so I teach a free, you know, turbocharge your psychic abilities class before this show. And I usually pull a card of the day. And the card of the day today was trust. And I think this is appropriate that we're talking about that, because I do think everything unfolds the way it needs to. And that inner calm is there, you know. And like you said, you know, maybe not when you're homeschooling. I've heard my kids
Robin.
Would be like not doing a good job. I would be like, we're going out to play in the snow, but it's 4 degrees. Mom, we can't. No, yes, we can. That's what we're doing. We're going to learn about cold today. I mean, because I wouldn't be able to do half of the stuff these teachers do. So, you know, but at the same time, you know, we have to trust it.
You know, it's funny because you do, but then I start out every day grateful. And then I, you know, he's in 4 hours a day, but he can't go in the rest of whatever. So I pick him up and then, you know, he has independent work. And this is where it starts every day, Robin. It's like, all right, DJ. You know, circle the word and the pile of words. I don't see it. I'm like, what do you mean you don't see it? It's, you know what the word and is. She just wants you to circle it, so, you know, recognizing words.
Yeah.
And he sees it and he's just like, what do you mean? I said, then the voice raises, circle the word and, buddy. I don't see it. And I'm like, circle the word, you know, and by the Robin, 5 minutes later, I'm sure all my neighbors are hearing me. I'm like, circle my word.
Circle my word.
Then I'm in the bathroom crying. I'm like, I'm a terrible mom.
I quit like, it's mommy time.
Frustrating.
Where's the wine?
I know. And I'm just like, I love you, baby. Just circle the word and. Because
for the love of God.
For the love of God, A-N-D. Oh Lord! It's like that every day, and you know, he's six. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be looking at me and listening to this online. Mm-hmm. He already has, you know. You have a problem focusing at that age, and then you're at home
right?
with your mom. He's sitting there with his dinosaurs. I'm like, unless you're counting dinos, buddy, those gotta go. So I'm not all that pleasant.
Well, you have I have a lot of respect and admiration for you, because I am so glad my kids have graduated college and all that stuff, so they're done.
It's a nightmare.
It is.
It is a total, and he's not independent with the computer. He's in kindergarten.
Oh right. Oh my
so
God.
You might as well wipe his butt at the same time. I mean, it's just like, I'm having tremors.
I feel like I give up.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a dino year.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. How did you start this podcast, On a Quest?
Well, you know, it's weird. I've always loved scary stuff. I've always loved, since I was a kid, Halloween and the unknown, I guess you can say mystery. Mm-hmm. And I've always been intrigued by mystery and stuff like that. So as I got older, I'm just, you know, busy making a living and this and that. And then people started doing podcasting with technology. I mean, people that are in nursing homes can do podcasting, and good for them. So everyone's doing it. It's not like, you know, you have to be special. I hope that didn't come out the wrong way, but you don't have to be on the radio to do it. So everyone's doing it.
Right.
And so I thought, you know what? Where is really my interest right now? What really makes me thrive? And that's just questioning everything and wanting to know. And not just ghosts and spirits, but all the repetitive numbers, Robin, I've talked to you about this. The latest one, maybe you can shed light on this. I don't want to make you work tonight, but the latest
one
is 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, numbers were getting ridiculous. There were times every day I'd see a 111, 111, 222, 333
oh,
for
yeah.
days at a time. I'm like, what is God trying to tell me? So anyway, stuff like that interests me. I don't think they're coincidences. So I said, you know what? It hit me one day in the shower. I'm like, I'm doing a show on this. So it's all encompassing with, I've had you on, your psychic abilities, how that works. God, angels, unfortunately demons, because if there's angels, I think there's demons. What makes these things happen? You know, stuff like that. And I wanted to talk to professional people such as yourself and just everyday people that experience the craziest, creepiest stuff. And I want to hear their stories. Now, here's the kicker. I want to talk to people that experience this, but I myself don't want to be face-to-face with one. So I've been invited to go on many ghost tours, and I've turned them down because I don't feel like I'm ready and I'm afraid something's going to follow me home.
I'll go with you.
You, Robin, see, because you know, yes. Oh, yes, you should go with me. Okay.
Remember, we were supposed to go to that one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do that.
Stupid Corona. Yeah, a couple of things have been canceled. But it will be
like Selma and Louise go ghost hunting.
Oh, my God. But you know what, Robin? I would love it because you can sense what's around. And if it's bad, you can protect
Ron,
me.
I mean, I'm out.
No, yeah, you leave me there and I'm the one. Yeah. So that is my fear. But if I was with somebody like you who's grounded, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know? So I've stayed away and I've just talked to people as I find people's stories so interesting and scary, but yet very common.
So what to date has been your favorite topic?
My favorite topic. Wow. That's a big one. I could tell you my favorite places that I like to hear about. Are you talking about somebody from my show?
Anything.
The biggest thing that I like are old houses.
Mm.
And I like the history of why people stay behind in houses. What the Victorian homes that have been around since the 1800s are so haunted. And they're so beautiful. And I love to hear stories about haunted stuff like that. I've had some people on, though, that have had some pretty dark experiences, and in a twisted way, I want to hear them, but then I'm scared after. I guess what I'm saying is I like the history of things, and I like to push the envelope, but then I'm laying in bed, like, putting on, you know, King of Queens or Frasier because I can't fall asleep. So I want to know, like, why these things happen. Really, I don't even have a favorite topic. I just like all the unknown. Why do people hang around? I know it's because they have unfinished business, but I guess my question is, why wouldn't God like take them to the light? Stuff like that.
Well, you know, this is what comes to me. You know, I'm sure there's people that listen that have other opinions about it, but I'm guessing that, you know, there's still things to be learned in between.
Okay,
you know, and that door is always open, but maybe some don't know to go. You know, I'm gonna. I'm going to go with they like this
really
the energy of being close to this physical reality.
Okay, then why do this is another topic that I'm interested in, but it saddens me, so I never really explore it. Why are there lost children looking for their parents? Wouldn't God take them to their parents? They don't understand.
That's an interesting question. That's something I don't know if I could want to tap into or answer.
Yeah.
I guess I would have to say, I'd have to say again, it's their soul's evolution, you know, it's part of their soul's evolution. That they're not really children, they're just souls.
But they appear as children when they appear to people. It's just so sad mm-hmm. to think, like, as parents, I do often think, God, if God forbid something ever happened to DJ, you know, please take him. Don't let him wander around looking for, you know, just
right,
take him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's an area that, like, I don't spend a lot of time with because I'm busy helping people navigate life, not people that haven't navigated life.
So, like I said, I like to hear people's stories. I'm very curious. But I do have a question. Somebody told me this wasn't true, but my son's very curious, and he wanted to know if there were dinosaurs in heaven. Now, I told him, and this is a serious question, Robin. I'm not being funny. I love dinosaurs and used to want to be a paleontologist. So my son finally gets into dinosaurs, and we are full-on knowledgeable through National Geographic, and he's only six. And he's asking me all. Yo, he's so cute. He's asking me all these questions. Are they in heaven? I said, all God's creatures are in heaven. I thought about mm-hmm. it. Are they in heaven?
Why not?
That'd be awesome.
Why not?
Why not is right. I want to go.
That's
well,
good.
Not
I
now.
Can fish. I can't, right. But, you know, it's funny because when I think of heaven, I think of like this bench with a misty cloud around it. So it's right. kind of delightful to think that maybe it's more like Jurassic Park.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be a lot more awesome than my vision of a misty bench.
Yeah.
I'm like, how boring could that be? Like, if that's heaven, nah.
That would be great. You wouldn't get eaten. They'd all be friendly.
They'd all be friendly. They'd probably just have, yeah. Well, I mean, you couldn't die again, could you? I think heaven is an interesting topic.
There you go. I mean, and I should have said, you know, because I do truly believe in the afterlife. I don't think it's black and white. I think there's just so much we don't know. And I'm just a really nosy person who wants to know. And so when I meet people like you and you have a gift and I don't, I have a gift of talking and asking if dinosaurs go to heaven. I don't think that's a gift.
I love it.
I love picking your brain because you're in tune with it. And I'm just saying repetitive numbers.
Well, what's really funny is, like, your questions are interesting in the fact that, like, nobody tends to ask me those questions. I'm like, huh? Okay. Let's see what happens. Let's see what the energy says. But, so, like, what is the creepiest topic that you've, like, creepiest guest you might have had?
Okay. There was a guy, he said that when he was living in his house, he was told there was a child spirit in there, okay? And he was like, oh, he did not believe. He was just going through life. He would sometimes hear a ball bouncing. Mm-hmm. He said one day, or a child laughing, and he didn't try not to think about it because he didn't want to get scared. So he and his wife were upstairs, and they heard the kid as loud as day, and he thought it was kind of nice they would try to just act like it was a member of the family. I, on the other hand, would have had an exorcism, but he tried to treat it like it was a part of the family. His wife went downstairs to cook something in the microwave, and on the microwave digital part where you dial in the whatever, said child. And he has a picture of it.
Oh, that would freak me out.
Hell yeah.
I like my spirits to not do stuff like that. I like spirits.
This is what I'm saying, Robin. And I'm like, you saw, how do you get letters on a microwave? I guess it would say.
Well, yeah, there's frozen
and
fresh. And,
right, but it was spelled out digitally.
I know.
So you have to spell out the speech. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, get out of here. I was pretty much calling him a liar, which is not very nice to do to your guests. Well, you're a liar. You're worthless. No, so he sends me a picture, and it freaking says child right on the microwave. That scared the bejesus out of me. I swear I was, like, looking at my microwave for weeks.
I'm looking at my microwave right now. It just says start.
It says popcorn. No, I mean, start.
Oh, no.
So that
You're talking
really...
to me.
Right.
Not the Claire.
Cook me for 3 minutes on pizza. No, but it was, that scared me.
It would scare me too.
That one scared me, I think, because I saw the picture. And also one guy, I just had him on my last show. I thought it was Bachelor's Grove. He does not remember the cemetery on the southwest side. A phantom house, which is kind of a common thing. But his friend in high school, they all went up. There was his house. They were throwing rocks at it. It would never hit the house. And then it would disappear. And, you know, you're in high school. You're crazy. You do these things.
I know.
His parents were like, quit doing. What was that?
I know.
I know. Well, I did that. I did stuff like that when I was 30. But turns out this guy was so freaked. His friend was so freaked out because when they saw their friend literally change places from, they didn't see him move. He was standing by them, and all of a sudden he was by this phantom house and just moved. Okay? If that makes sense. Let's say there's four guys out there. Mm-hmm. One guy who's throwing the rock and kind of being like, you know, oh, you don't scare me kind of thing. All of a sudden was by this house on the other side of the...
Like transported or something?
Yes. Oh, they didn't see him get transported, but he was there. So then they freaked out and they ran away and they're like, we can't leave him there. So they went back. He was in the car. And they're like, how did you get in the car? He has no recollection of it. Well, this guy wound up, and this is not, so this poor guy wound up committing suicide.
Oh, no.
He was, I know, Robin, I was cracking up too, and I'm like, oh, that took a dark turn. He wound up, he wound up.
He said that. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's not funny, but this one,
I know,
this one
I'm
was
laughing.
Just, well, here's me, I'm like, that's so funny, he's in the car. And then he goes on to tell me.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, oh, my God. He goes, he was so disturbed and does not have a recollection of that. He wound up killing himself, like, years later because of it. I'm like, jeez.
You're so bad now.
No, you felt bad. I was cracking up, too. I'm like, oh, that's awful.
That is awful.
So I've kind
of I don't want any of that to happen to you or I. We're not going to throw rocks at
it. No, we're not throwing rocks. I'm no longer laying in empty graves. I don't do that anymore.
Oh, my God, you did that?
Robin, I'm an idiot. I was 30. I wasn't 16.
Okay.
But I didn't – I'll be honest with you. It was an abandoned cemetery, which doesn't make it better. I really didn't realize how – I really didn't. And I know that sounds silly because I was 30. I really did not realize how disrespectful and wrong that was. I would never – ever.
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, we do stupid things, you know.
Yeah, but you, okay, 30?
Well, Chris, I have no place to judge. I have done the weirdest stuff, you know. I mean, whatever.
Oh,
not
my
recent God. History, but you know, there's still time.
There's still time if you want to go
there's
with
still,
me.
I do not want to go lay in a grave, but and just, you know, for that reason.
Because you're normal? Yeah.
No, no, what... I don't. I wouldn't say I'm normal, but yeah, that's a good reason. So, who would you have on again? Like who? Like who's somebody that you found interesting enough to have again?
Well, I had you on twice, right? Yeah, I would. Didn't I?
Yeah, I think
you
so. Got
to come back on regardless, okay? Because you're like one of those people I call staples. Who would I have on again? There's another psychic that I really like too. She's really good with predictions. I would have her on again. But somebody that I would have on again was this one guy that has had some bizarre childhood experiences. And every time I have him back on, he remembers new ones. But I don't think – I know he's not making them up. He just had a very tumultuous childhood and has been visited by many deceased relatives. And every time I talk to him, he has more stories, and he's not scared anymore. He said he started out, his grandfather came out of the wall, or that's where he appeared. That would have given me a heart attack, and I think it did. at first, and then he just kept seeing spirits because he lost so many people in his life, but he's so in touch with them now.
Cool.
It is cool because he turned something so tragic into something where he's not afraid of it now. So, and he should be bitter with the amount of loss that he had, and he's not. And that, to me, is something to learn to be like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's like, you know, when God intervenes and is the, you know, shows you that there's a reason for everything, and you can transform anything that's happened to you into a positive if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he had two choices. This can kill me and freak me out, or I could make this a cool thing. And he had the ability to turn around. Man, his stories were scary.
I don't like the scary stuff.
No, you're funny. You don't. But, you don't. But you see things, right? I mean, you sense.
Yeah. But the things that I see, and, like, they're always so long time ago when I started, you know, really doing this intentionally, I just said to God, Spirit, Source, look, if you want me to do this, I want to do it in the light. And I want to do it for the highest good of all people.
Yes.
And I want to help people navigate life. I don't want to, you know, be the, you know, neon sign with the, you know, tarot flashing thing, you know, or the people that, you know, I just want to be a normal human being that does this for other people. And that's not to say that, you know, I'm not knocking anybody, but I just didn't want to be that, you know, seen as a charlatan. I want it to be very professional, and that was the direction that I wanted to go. Healing, I suppose, healing mm-hmm. for people. You know, and like, you know, I did this show a while ago, and I don't know if that show is still on in my episodes, but I had somebody on that had been haunted, you know, like herself, and very tormented, terrible, terrible experiences in life. And she transcended that when I asked, you know, she wrote a book and everything. And you know, when I invited her to the show, you know, like I asked her, like, what would you like to talk about? And she wanted to focus on all the dark stuff. And I'm like, nah, let's focus on what happened once you transmuted that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to hear the redemption. I want to hear about where you, not so much where you came from, but what's happened since. And so we changed that, you know, like, because I really didn't want to get into that energy, because I tend to, like, empathetically connect.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I connected a little bit. I was like, oh, nope.
Yeah, you don't want that in your area.
Yeah, I don't. She's a delightful guest. So there's that, you know.
Well, can I ask you a quick question, Robin? I don't know if I asked you this, because I know it, well, I'll make this quick because it's your show, but I've been wanting to ask somebody this, and you're a psychic. So I have dreams every now and then that I'm like, I don't want to say being possessed, but bad things are happening. I know I'm not. It's just, I think it's anxiety and your dreams
yeah.
work stuff out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, you can't hurt me. I believe in God. I'm like all that, you know, but it's scary. Well, the last one I had, I couldn't get out of I was trying to get out of the dream and I knew I was dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard a voice in my left ear say, you are protected. A male
yeah.
voice. Calm as can be. And then I woke up, but it wasn't until I heard the voice that I woke up and I'm like, what the blank was that?
Well, I know, right? I'm like, well, my feeling is that, you know, there was a lot of anxiety going on, that, you know, that's that layer of anxiety and stress. And even though you had that, like, it was a very clear message. And I think that's probably why you have that calmness now,
yeah.
you know, that internal
mm-hmm.
knowing, because you did hear that, like, no matter what you might be going through, whether it's on this level of consciousness or another, you're always protected. And like, it is a good, thank you for sharing that, because it is a good reminder for us to realize that all you have to do is ask for help and it comes.
Yeah, it was. I've never heard that before. I've never heard an audible voice like that before. And it was in my left ear. I remember that specifically. And it wasn't until I heard it. It was very calming that I woke up.
Yeah, and you know, like I have to say, you say, oh, I don't have a gift, but you do.
I
you
do.
Yes.
I hope I hear that.
Yes, you do. Of course, we all do. We all do. It's just a matter of trusting it. It's a matter of connecting with how it comes through to you, and how, you know, like some people feel it in their gut, some people hear it, some people just know it. You know, some people see it. You know, you know, for others it could be they taste it. You know, it's there's so many ways to connect with that. And,
okay.
You know, but we all have it.
Well, at least I'm protected, right? They
oh
could have
gosh,
said something like,
sure.
You're going to hell, and that would have been really scary. So I'll take I'm protected.
Yes, right? She's like, you're stuck, lady.
Lady, give it up.
Give it up. No. No, I think that's a really cool dream, actually. I mean, aside from the stress part.
Oh, yes, aside from being possessed, it ended well. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So switching gears, like, so now you have a new show.
Mm-hmm.
The Jill Richardson Show. What's that about? How did you create that?
Tell me. Anything, Robin, that I want to talk about. Anything, any guests, life's events. Here's what it's not. It's not political because the world is divided and I'm not going there. So I'm just not going there. So anything but politics is about, it was only my second show, bad dates, dating, and that goes for men and women because I think we forget men get just as creeped out by women as women can by men,
right.
Stuff like that. And I had Mark Rohde from the Bears sideline reporter on last time. We went out on a date, and he's best friends with my husband, not while I was married. But
I know, I was listening. I was walking home from work, and I'm listening. I am cracking up. You guys are so funny, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so funny. It's so interesting.
So you know what? This makes me feel better right now. Look, we've got the platform. Anybody can have a platform to do what they want. I've always wanted my own show. I don't know if it's ever going to happen in actual commercial radio, but this is a good outlet for me, and I'm still doing the paranormal one, but this one I could talk about anything and interview anybody from serious topics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very serious, as you could tell, unless I have to be. To not so serious topics. So it's really all encompassing and it's just fun and silly and anything goes. It's just about everyday life.
I'm going to tell you something because I have a feeling that it is not going to just be a little podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, one way or another, Miss Jill, one way or another, whether it's paranormal or your show now, you know, I feel like people are going to listen to it and want more of you because you're amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I met you in the kitchen.
Because, you know, when you meet people in the kitchen, they're amazing.
And now you've got me creeped out about my microwave, but aside from that.
Robin, child.
Oh, God.
Your microwave. Oh, my God, that would be. Anyway, so no, thank you. I do appreciate that because I've only done two so far, but why not? Right?
Why not? I mean, again, like it's a gift. I think for me, it's a gift of COVID. I restarted this show.
Yeah.
You know, and just, I don't know, it's just fun. Things to do.
Things to do. People to connect with. And you know what? You do your thing. You help people with their readings. You really do. You gave me a great reading on where I was moving. And you were right around the time frame. And I called you at that one job. And here you are at work. I didn't even ask you what you were doing. And I'm blah, blah, blah. You're like, that's great, Jill. I'm working. I'm like, oh, okay. Just wanted to let you know you were right.
You know, like, thank you. You know, I know. I remember that. I was just like, well, like, I hadn't been, I was unemployed for like 6 months and, you know, jamming on my own stuff. And then, darn it, I get hired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? But,
So that's it. That's all I got.
Well, you know, it's awesome. So tell people where they can find you.
Okay. If you want to get spooked with your microwave and such, you can go to On a Quest Paranormal, where all podcasts are. It's pretty much on all the platforms, iTunes, Spotify, stuff like that. And the Jill Urchak Show is just my name, and you have it up on your site, so it's Jill, like Jack and Jill, because I actually have to spell that to people sometimes. Urchak, Urchak Show. And that is it. And you will find me if you want to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook. I don't even mind interviewing people. I don't even know. If you got something you want to talk about, let's
Hit her up, man. That's for sure. Listen to it. It's really fun.
And Robin, you were sweet to listen. And by the way, my husband made me go down my text list. You got to tell everybody. I said, I don't want to. He's like, how are people going to listen? I said, I can't do that. I'm terrible at promoting myself. So if you got that text from me, that was my husband's idea.
I figured. And you know why? I mean, like, he knows. He knows that, you know, you've got something special. He does too. He's got an amazing voice.
Oh, he does.
He's very talented. You both are very talented. So it doesn't surprise me that you have a little DJ that's going to, you know, bring the world more dinosaurs.
He will.
He may not know how to circle the word and, but it's okay.
I'm like sweating. I've got hives.
It's okay. He's only six. You know what? He's got time.
He's only six, but my mind is going. I'm like, I need to calm down. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, you're going to look back at this and just be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll be back. He'll have memories. And then, of course, I'm screaming at him, and he freezes up. And then I see his little face, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Parenthood. But, Robin, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you giving me a platform. I really do.
Well, anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Well, then you got to come back on, sister.
I will. I will. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll let you know when I get invited to another ghost hunt, and you come on with me and protect me, okay?
I will. Or I'll be running in the opposite direction. But, you know, I just need to help. I'll
You'll
stick
be
it
running
out.
If we see there. I'll make sure to bring a picture of the microwave.
I'll be like, forget the light. Let's run. Oh, it's all good. It is all good. So thank you again, Jill Urchak. If you're listening out there, you know, check out her show. It's On a Quest and the Jill Urchak Show. And tune in next week for me, and I will be doing readings next week. And you guys have a great week. Enjoy the new moon. Do whatever it is you do. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on my show, please let me know. You can go to yourpsychicgirlfriend.com or contact me at yourpsychicgirlfriend@gmail.com. Have a great evening, everybody, and see you soon.